the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Hopman Jockey here.
We're going to misspeak all morning. I feel like George Bush. I'm going to say something stupid here. Okay, so what do you think we've got here for people signed up for that next barbecue class coming in?
Man, I tell you, that thing sold out, and we got about 15 people on a waiting list.
There's, I think, 13, 14 people on the waiting list. So we got the 20 we needed for Zager's coming up this Thursday with Rob Russell, and there's already like another 12. So we're going to schedule another class in February. If you want to be one of those next last eight to get in on a wild game, grilling, sausage making, teriyaki steaking, basically a jerky wild game class
from the cowboy himself.
Going to show you what to do with that venison that you've got in your freezer. Mm. You want to get in on that with none other than the real Rob Russell, who's going to fly in a rodeo jet.
Barbecue Bob and I went down to Kansas City to his place earlier this year and got a little precursor of what this class is all about. And,
did we
eat good? Brother, it was good.
We're not overselling this either because I think they're charging like $35 a head for this.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Right.
And that's a $150 class.
Yeah, and all you got to do is show up. Everything's there.
But
right?
The boys at Zager are building their barbecue business, and they believe that, you know, giving a deal for the first time in is how they want to entice people to try it. And for $35, we're going to lose money on the venture. I can just tell you right now. So make sure you tip us Thursday night. If you're coming out there, we're going to need tips.
If you've ever had any question, you hear Barbecue Bob and I talk about these Good One grills. We're going to be doing the whole class on a Good One, and you'll get firsthand experience on how these things work. We're not blowing smoke, all puns intended, but it is good. You will like the way these Good Ones produce grill. Come out and see it.
That's Zager Pool and Spa in Jamestown. This class is in Jamestown. They have a store on 29th Street, and they have one out in Holland. And they do, if it's in your backyard, they've got it. They got pools, hot tubs, our wonderful
Good One
smoking, grilling machine, and just good guys. We've had a lot of fun with the Zager boys. I think Michael Gray's going to go out there with us. Are you going to be in attendance?
All
right. So we'll have all three grilling guys out there. It'll be a lot of fun. So it'd be a great photo op, you know, if...
Bring your wide-angle lens, right?
If Associated Press or anybody's listening, you probably want to get in on this. It's big. We also have a class in Fort Wayne on Wednesday, which Rob and I will be doing. So if you can't make the class at Zager's and you're listening to us down around Battle Creek or around there, you can go down to Leo Distributing in Fort Wayne. That's going to be, there's still about two seats left on that one.
Well, cool. Well, we got a guest in the studio now. We've got Randall Sandifer from Sandman's Barbecue. Good morning, Randall.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain.
Ooh, man, does he have a radio voice
I'm
or what?
I'm telling you.
That's smooth, baby.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about the Sandman Grill Shop, man. What's going on there?
Hey, well, what's going on is we've been around for about 10 years now up on the corner of Fuller and Wealthy, and we provide good home-style, home-cooking food, you know, anywhere from ribs, chicken, Polish. We also do a soul food Sunday menu where, you know, like I said, everything is homemade from lima beans to fried chicken, smothered chicken, pork chops, roast, macaroni and cheese, the whole nine. It's always Thanksgiving at Sandman's.
Is that like a buffet every Sunday, or how's that work?
You can come in. You just come in. It's mainly carry out. We do have a few seats inside, but it's usually packed on Sunday, so a lot of people just get out of service and grab them a meal and go home and kick their feet up and watch the game.
Wow, awesome. That sounds good. Now, what's your most popular dish? I see I'm looking at the menu here. There's a lot of things on here.
We sell more rib tips than anything that over at the restaurant. But on Sundays, I would say the main thing that we sell there, it's chitlins.
Okay. Explain to me how those are made.
Chitlins, what they are, they're hog intestines, actually. And you just clean them very thoroughly. And then we boil them, put our different seasonings in them, little onions, potatoes, and stuff like that. And they're served, like I said, either in a meal or on a side as a side dish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, isn't it like the way I mean, when I was in the South, it seemed like chitlins always were deep fried and had like a beer batter or something like that on.
Yeah, you can do them that way. Because I like them that way myself, is what we do is right before they're done, you take them out, you batter them up, season them up, deep fry them. And it's sort of like a chip, but it's really not. I mean, it still has
a little bit
a
like
texture.
A pork rind maybe, yeah, to it, a little toughness.
Sort of like that on the outside, a little toughness, but very tender on the inside.
Sweet.
You know, I love
it. You were saying macaroni and cheese. I didn't know that was soul food. I've been cooking soul food for years.
Yeah, but it's
craft soul food for you, though. I bet it's different there.
Oh, yeah. It's not at the box. You have to bake it.
Yeah, well, I'm actually, I've advanced to, you know, melting down the Velveeta, so I'm up a grade.
Yeah, they bake that in a package, too, right?
I'm thinking pretty much everything Randall's got going on doesn't come out of a package.
No,
I bet you.
Takes a lot of time, a lot of preparation.
So I was commenting before you stepped in about rib tips. I think a lot of us, maybe that's the part we throw away when we got a set of beef short ribs there. It's the strip along the top,
right,
of the short ribs,
right,
that are called the rib tips. How do you cook them? What makes them the most popular item?
Actually, I believe they're the most popular item because it's a finger food. It's something you can pick up and just eat. It's not like the whole rib bone or whatnot.
I haven't found anything other than soup that's not a finger food.
Hey, you got to pick it up and try
That's right.
But, how we prepare them is we just put our seasonings on them and we smoke them till they're done. And then after that, you just chop them up with a meat cleaver.
Okay, you know. So you're cooking them whole.
Yeah,
I mean, because they're
whole.
The top edge of the beef strip, or the beef rib, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And the short ribs, and it's the top piece. It's like the top couple inches, and mm-hmm. and they're cooking them whole.
So they have the connectivity of whatever it is, that vertebrae and tissue,
right,
meat from the.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, what you do is you always want to cook them whole. You know, like I said, that keeps the juices in around the gristle, because actually a rib tip, it has more gristle than meat on it, actually, to be honest, you know. But a lot of people like to just chew on that gristle. Once you smoke it long enough, it just basically melts down in your mouth. So
if you smoke long enough, pretty much anything's chewy and good, right?
Melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
You got it.
That's
baby.
Right.
So do you rub those before you put them,
yes,
in the smoker?
Yes, 24 hours we put our rub on our chicken, our ribs, our rib tips, 24 hours before we cook them.
Now, there's a tip for our listeners out there, is that, you know, let that seasoning kind of soak in, if you will,
that's
to the
right,
meat,
yeah,
and gel to the meat. So when you're cooking it, it's not falling off. It's not rubbing off on the grill because it's kind of seated on there.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yep.
You could actually rub your chicken before you kill it. Couldn't you? No.
Well, you might be able to. So is this a family business, Randall? Are you in this
actually,
by yourself, or how's that work?
My wife and I, we started the business actually, I would say probably 18, 20 years ago. We started going around just to festivals and stuff. We have this booklet that shows all the different festivals in Michigan, how many people will be there, how many people have food booths or whatever, and the cost of being there. And we just went around with a big grill on the back of a rodeo, and we started doing these things, and people always said, hey, that sauce is real good, you know, when you gonna bottle it, you know. And so it just took years and years and years, and then we finally said, hey, let's do this now. If we don't do it now, we'll never do it, you know.
So your sauce is all bottled up. Where can we get that? Can we get it at your store?
You can get it right at the store at 1200 Wealthy there. Then also, you know, in the summertime, we're here at Rosa Park Circle. We do the Blues on the Mall there, you know. And then a lot of times we're on different corners around the town here. And
so if people want to find your restaurant, by the way, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 here every Saturday morning. We're talking with Randall, the Sandman, from the Sandman Barbecue Shop down on Wealthy. If people want to get to your shop, tell us the nearest cross, or what's that street that crosses right in front of your restaurant?
It's Wealthy. We're right on the corner of Wealthy and Fuller.
Fuller. So oh, that's Fuller right there?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
well, that's easy to find. Wealthy and Fuller, folks. You've got to go down there. That area of town has been just rejuvenated,
yes,
and I'm blown away with how nice you guys have all invested in businesses, and you're just bringing that district to, I mean, it's awesome. It's a great shopping zone now.
Yes, it is.
And that store of yours, it's a refurbed gas station.
Yes, it is.
Like all those corner shops always are. I mean, they've all been something at one time or another. And you're not going to go in there expecting to find, you know, a huge seating area and everything. It's just really a counter. And the traffic, every time I've been there, the traffic just flows in and out of there, because you're pumping out some pig down there.
Yes, we are. The building itself, like I said, you said it was an old gas station. And Guy Bazzani, friend of ours. We got with him, and he came in with an interior decorator, and my wife knew what color she wanted, you know, and so we took maybe 45 days and just refurbished the whole building.
It's
from a gas station into a kitchen.
It's nice, and you showed us across the corner your original restaurant, mm-hmm. which also somebody had a restaurant there at one time. You went in, and you're just kind of taking over and constantly growing a bigger and bigger business. And what's the next step for you?
The next step, well, one thing that we really want to do is own a banquet hall. We want to get a banquet hall.
Oh, dude, that would be so cool.
You know, we can have more seating.
Come out to Lowell. I'm telling you.
Okay,
come on out.
Okay. Yeah, my wife, she wants to move to the next step, and the next step is owning a restaurant where we can have more seating, you know, so we can get some waitresses to serve the people the food, you know, because we still have a lot of people here in Grand Rapids that haven't had Sandman's. And, you know, when you mention the name and you say you never had it, and, you know, there are some people that say, oh, when they hear the name, they just get excited, you know.
I stumbled onto your place about 6 or 7 years ago, maybe when you first moved into your new store there.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove by looking actually for a different barbecue shop. We were talking about my old friend there, and it was called the Rib Crib. And I'm sorry to see he's passed away, but I saw all the smoke pouring out of your place, like, I did a U-turn. I'm like, oh, man, this guy's got some serious smokage going on here. There's some barbecue happening.
Oh, yeah. You got to smoke the meat. I mean, and it's a thousand different ways to cook. A lot of people do it their way. If you don't smoke it, you know, a gas grill, you're wasting your time with a gas grill.
Yeah.
It just doesn't turn out, does it?
No.
Randall, I'm scrutinizing your menu here, and my mouth's watering. There's a couple questions I've got, and one is, what are Ursula's savory baked beans? Now, that sounds like that might be a family recipe. What's going on there?
That is where she takes the baked beans and she puts her own seasonings and different things in them. I can't tell you the secrets.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Yeah, I get it.
But, you know, and then they're baked for 45 minutes.
Okay.
Once you bake them, you know, they get all thick and the molasses and all that different stuff mixed together and they melt in your mouth.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's Randall Sanifer from the Sandman's Barbecue Shop. We're going to try and talk Randall into sticking around a couple more minutes after the break. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 FM every Saturday. We'll be right back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.